The celebration of Thanksgiving, as we know it, traces its roots back to the end of the Civil War, when President Abraham Lincoln declared that the fourth Thursday in November should be a national day of thanksgiving for the end of the Civil War. But the concept of a national day of thanksgiving actually goes much further back than Abraham Lincoln. It goes even back to the time of George Washington. Of course, we could also look further back into the history, and we know that the Thanksgiving has its roots in the Puritan harvest festivals of the 1700s in New England. But as Catholics, we could go even further back and say that the first Thanksgiving was really on September 8th, 1565. When after the Spanish fleet arrived in what is today Florida, a mass was celebrated. A mass was celebrated in thanksgiving to God for their voyage, and then also a meal was shared among the people. It's a funny thing about this celebration of Thanksgiving is it has a way of keeping memories alive. If you asked me about Thanksgivings from my past, I have very vivid memories of Thanksgivings from my past, 30 plus years ago. If you asked me what I ate for breakfast this morning, I would hesitate to respond to that question. Remember going to the parade with my father in New York. That was a big deal every year. And I still remember that all these years later. This fourth Thursday of November has something very special about it. It keeps these memories alive, keeps memories alive of our family members and friends when we make their recipe or share remembrances about them. And as Catholics, when we come to the Mass, to the Eucharistic celebration, it is in itself a Thanksgiving banquet. The Greek word from which we derive the English word Eucharist means to give thanks. So it is our act of giving thanks to God, much like the leper in the gospel today. So often people ask, well, what do I get out of the Mass? Well, actually, the Mass is the reverse. It's what we give to God. It's our act of thanksgiving to Him for His blessing. And when we come to the Eucharistic banquet, we remember the saving events of our salvation, the passion, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. We remember the great heroes of our faith, all of the saints and angels. And we pray for our deceased loved ones and give thanks to God for them. But this Eucharistic feast, this Eucharistic thanksgiving is more than just a simple remembrance. It's more than just a simple remembrance of events that are stuck in the past that will never be lived again. Because the Eucharist, the Mass, is a special type of remembrance. It's a word in theology in Greek called anamnesis. That's your second Greek word for today. You can impress your family members later on today at dinner. Tell them what the word anamnesis means. Anamnesis is a very special type of remembrance that happens at the Mass, where it's just not a commemoration of past events or memories, but that remembering has the power to make those mysteries present in our time, to take them from the past and make them real right now. We get that concept from our Jewish brothers and sisters who believe when they celebrate the Passover meal, it makes the events of the Passover present to them in the current. The events that we remember in our Thanksgiving, in our Eucharist, at the Mass, become present to us again. We stand at the feet of Calvary at the sacrifice of the Mass. The remembrance brings those events from the past and makes them real right now. We stand at the foot of the cross in the Mass, and we also stand at the foot of the empty tomb to remember that the Lord is risen from the dead. In the Mass, we don't just remember the heroes of our faith. They are made present to us right now. The angels and the saints join in our celebration of the Eucharist in giving thanks to God. And we are truly united with our deceased brothers and sisters at the Mass because of the communion of saints, because of our shared baptism, that God unites us all together. So, my friends, this act of coming together on Thanksgiving Day brings many, many remembrances of thanksgivings of the past for us and for our families. But our gathering at this Eucharistic meal brings the thanksgiving, our thanksgiving, and makes it really real, makes it present to us right now, so that we can give ourselves, we can join ourselves to the bread and the wine that are offered at this Mass, and make them truly an offering to the Father. United to the offering of Jesus, we give thanks to him. We give thanks to God by giving our lives to him. So like St. Paul in the second reading today, let us give thanks to God for all of the many graces that he's bestowed upon us in our lives. And may our presence at this Mass and every Mass make us thankful. Thankful for being God's sons and daughters in the one Son who offered himself for us.